This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We sure isn't late."
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Amen. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to change the future, for righteousness sake, friends, you're going to have to trouble the present. You're not going to get away from that. As a matter of fact, we have a quote from Benjamin Franklin, who rightly said, "Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world." It's interesting that when you read the book of Acts, it talks about how the disciples, the apostles, were actually being accused of turning the world upside down, when in fact they weren't turning it upside down to a reprobate man or mind they were, Romans 1:24. But it's interesting to know that they were setting the world upright the way that it should be set, friends, with the word of God bringing forth the light of truth in all that we're called and commanded to do by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, friends, I've got, again, a lot to cover. I've got some audio to play. This morning I got up, I was down at GM Motors, and I had some wires fixed in the back of my truck, and interestingly enough, I'm sitting there looking over at the seating section in the waiting area, and I walked over and I looked at the paper, and of course I only get to see headlines because I don't buy the garbage. In Minnesota, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune is what the paper is called. It's called the Star, believe by many in the state, folks. It's all propaganda, which it is. But they call it the Communist Star because they're pushing propaganda. There's no question about it. And to prove the point, that's what I'm going to be talking about today, in the sense of itemizing and highlighting some articles that were brought forth in the paper from the very front of the newspaper to the very back. And I want you to keep in mind, in parallel to what I'm telling you, remember what Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, said, that the Reich was established on propaganda. That is exactly what's going on in this country today. Now, what I wanted to add on to what I just shared with you is, while I was going through the paper, just looking at it, folks, it's super simple to see what's going on in our country, no question about it. The American people need to grab by the scruff of the neck those that are behind the media, friends, because it is nothing but propaganda from A to Z. And keep in mind, worldwide, it's owned by 6 corporations worldwide, as well as we know now by Dr. Udo Ulfkott, who actually was killed off a week and a half ago for exposing the CIA, that they were actually taught to lie to the people, to mislead the people. And then he said that the journalists globally are controlled by the CIA, and that would be from those in the United States of America. So in saying that, friends, I'm sitting there, and as I'm sitting there going through this, all of a sudden I set down the paper, and all of a sudden today, the Today Show comes on. Never seen it before. I've seen it in past passing, but I've never just sat there and kind of tuned into what was going on. But now this was what was interesting about it. Sam, you can go ahead and get ready to play that first one. What was interesting about it was as I was sitting there, I put the paper down, I'm drinking a little coffee, tipping some back, and getting some of that bean, if you know what I mean. And as I'm watching the Today Show, all of a sudden they start to highlight exactly, friends, exactly what was in the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Exactly, verbatim, line upon line, which only proves the point once again, friends. They're all doing the same thing in unison. Now, if you haven't heard this audio before, I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this was during Easter, and these were news anchors, if you want to call them that. They're actually useful idiots used to promote and promulgate propaganda for those that they work for, friends. But what's interesting to note, they're saying the same thing exactly verbatim across the United States of America. Listen to this real quick, and you'll understand exactly what I'm saying.
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take
They're saying the exact same thing. Exact same things, friends. They're reading from the same script.
Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
This is news anchors, useful idiots across the United States during Easter reading the same exact script. And this is how you're getting news from all these different resources, friends. It's all propaganda.
Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic. And I'm about to highlight some of that for you in just a couple moments.
Step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some.
Now, I know most people are sitting back thinking that's funny, but I don't see anything funny about it whatsoever.
The Easter Bunny step this year.
Because you're playing the dupes to ill-designing men, friends.
Step this year.
Because it's still going on in the United States, even all the well knowing that it's propaganda. This is dangerous.
Economic factors,
and it's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Easter Bunny step this year.
But I hope you're tracking with me and understanding, friends, how your news is given to you. That's why ABC, that's why NBC, that's why CBS. That's why the newspapers across the United States of America are all preaching the same thing at the same time. They're doctrines of devils, friends. I hope you understand that Fox News and other media resources are all bought and paid for by six corporations. I need to reiterate that point because, friends, I want to let you know that today you've been lied to again. And what are they constantly doing, friends? They're constantly putting a slant to their agenda, constantly putting a slant to their agenda, pushing propaganda on the American people, and it all comes back to this. It all stands antithetical to the United States Constitution. And if the American people would simply read the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, you would know who's committing the crimes here. We're going to get to that during the first segment. The second segment, right when we come back from this up-and-coming break, friends. Because, again, what we need to do is highlight some of the things that are going on and itemize them and actually show you what is behind them. And in the meantime, what I want to do is I want to get you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick here, and I want to show you what's going on in the United States of America, running antithetical, friends, and in contrast, and exposing those that are being used to push propaganda and their agenda on your backs. Let's expose them, people, and understand that the media is not above the law, neither, friends, and it's time for us to hold them accountable to the law because they do not have the right to lie in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump just signed an executive order on regulation. For every new regulation, he said, two regulations must be revoked, which only reinforces my point, friends. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You're going to be ruled by the Word of God, or you're going to be ruled by bayonets. And either you're going to complain about man's 10,000 commandments, or you're going to simply get back to God's 10, in which Christ did not abrogate, but in fact fulfilled. In Jesus' name, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, friends. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. And folks, if you want to jump over to Twitter account for what it's worth, that is Bradley Dean One Double E, Bradley Dean One. You can also give us a phone call at any time over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, what we're doing today is we, again, are acting out in the light, because if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanseth us from all sins. First John, read it all, folks. It's all good. And I'm equating that to reproving the darkness by walking in that light, Ephesians 5. And I'll take it to the natural now, because Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Of course they are. So let's jump back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com right during the first segment here. I was highlighting Trump signs executive order on regulation. He said for every new regulation, two regulations must be revoked, which only reinforces and proves the point that they're throwing policy on you, friends. Thousands of policies on you, not laws, because they're not law. And for attorneys, keep in mind, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law, just for the record. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, investigation just launched launched into Obama's DHS, hacking state election systems. Of course they are. They're stacking the cards against you. And friends, this is what I'm going to continuously bring before your faces and your ears, friends, for those that can see and for those that can hear. Barack Hussein Obama must be charged. He must be indicted. There must be consequences for his acts of treason against we the people. If not, he's going to pipe up just like he did again today, friends. We're not asking for his opinion. And for all you Bushites who believe the difference between the left and the right, isn't it interesting over the last 8 years of that foreign criminal sodomites administration, did you hear Donald, or did you hear at one point, at any point over those 8 years, where George W. Bush, the former president, piped up against the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But again, soft judges produce hardened criminals. These people are not above the law, America, just for the record. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com going on. Xenophobe, president slams immigrants. All Americans are rightly disturbed by the large number of illegal aliens entering into our country. This is happening today, America. It's happening today. Yesterday, I shared with you about those protesters, you know, all those that are rioting in the streets. Folks, that's not a lawful voice. And we know it's the voice of the unheard, but this is the voice of what you've tolerated over the last 60 years in the country. And folks, they are attempting to overthrow who you are. And by the way, it's a communist agenda. And I've warned 1.5 million times concerning Mao Zedong and Tung and Barack Hussein Obama, sharing with you that Mao Zedong went to the younger generations to teach them that they were a democracy to overthrow the Republic of China. And that's exactly what he did. And it's exactly what you're going to get coming to if you don't stand up to what's going on. Thank God you are. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting to heaven and by the Holy Ghost. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want you to listen carefully to this headline. It's important that you listen carefully to this headline. It's very telling. A Mexican official threatens to combat President Trump by unleashing drug cartels onto we the people in America. Listen again. Mexican official threatens to combat President Trump by unleashing drug cartels onto Americans. Now, this goes hand in glove. This is why there was so much peace, a false peace between Barack and the president over in Mexico, friends. At that particular time, it was Fox. Now it's the new president. But it's interesting to note that they were aligned in their purpose. And what was it? Well, to destroy the American way, because they want to bring something forth called NAFTA. That's a different show. It's a different topic. But folks, pay attention to what's going on here. Now, this is the point that I want to share with you. Mexican official threatens to combat President Trump by unleashing drug cartels. Doesn't it tell you who this Mexican official works for? Doesn't it tell you who this Mexican official is in cahoots with? Doesn't it tell you who he's aligned with, friends? That he would threaten America and combat the president of the United States by unleashing drug cartels? It shows you that they're in it together. And you better bet your bottom dollar, Barack Hussein Obama, while Mexico threatens America today. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama released 66,000 felons onto the streets from American prisons that are here illegally during his tenure. You heard me right. But you just kind of blew that off like it had nothing to do with you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an anti-Trump march for science, which is the study of creation, by the way, says racism, queer phobia, ableism are all scientific issues. Folks, you have an environmentalist sick mindset. It is reprobate that you are allowing to breed itself in the face of this people, namely our country. Why is that? You know, I mean, to be quite honest with you, when I'm watching Trump and how he's responding to this, it's like water running down a duck's back, literally. And we're keeping our eyes on Mr. Trump, but so far, a good portion of what he's done has been good. We'll give him that. Let's see what happens in the up and coming days. We're judging him by his fruit, not by what the press says or by what his friends say. Neither one. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Trump fires acting attorney general Sally Yates for failing to do her job. She betrayed the Department of Justice, said the president's administration. Of course she did. And it's about time someone sets the record straight in this country that we are not going to tolerate your baloney in this country, namely your lawlessness. And this is what I've been trying to get the American people awake to. He said you betrayed the people. By how? By actually putting into question, and first and foremost, friends, this is what I was reading this morning. They were questioning, this attorney general was questioning the constitutionality of the block that President Trump put on illegals coming into this country. You know how I share with you, friends? If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Look how they're putting the question. They're putting Donald Trump, the President of the United States, into question for upholding the law. For upholding the law, and the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Listen carefully. 8 U.S. Code 1182, inadmissible aliens. Suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by the president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, that he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Why is the state-controlled media going along and playing sympathetic with the lawless ones, namely this attorney general that Donald Trump just rightly fired, and calling her a betrayal concerning the Department of Justice in this country? Folks, remember, an injustice done everywhere or anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. What Donald Trump did here was right smack on the money, and let this send a ripple throughout government that if you want to betray the laws of we the people, in which our daddies, our mommies, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, our brothers, our sisters, our grandpas and grandmas fought and bled and died, giving us and ratifying the Constitution that they mean to tear down, that we will not tolerate it any longer in this country. That is the ripple that needs to go across the country. You swore to uphold the Constitution. If you fail to do so, we will remove you without remedy. We will remove you without hesitation. That is the voice that needs to go to the church in America and the government in this country. We will no longer support you, and we will no longer tolerate your crimes. Donald Trump was exactly smack spot on when he fired this attorney general. She violated the law that I just read to you clearly. We're going to come right back to Sons of Liberty Media.com right when we get back on the other side of this break, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to highlight a couple more on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, because, again, what we're doing is actually combating the lies and the propaganda that's being thrown on the American people by giving you lawful answers as to the issues and what you're in front of you. And what we're seeing is, the media propagandists are pushing their lawlessness, and they're trying to put a slant on everything that they're doing, working it in favor of what they're attempting to actually implement. The lawlessness in this country from head to toe, friends, and I'm talking about our government, and we already see it in the churches, and I'm about to highlight that in just a moment for you real quick. I wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Nancy Pelosi, she said that the Democrats are doing the work of the Lord. I just wanted to share that with you. God bless you, Nancy. No, woe unto you, Nancy Pelosi. The devils believe and tremble, and there we have it right there. Nancy Pelosi, Democrats are doing the work of the Lord. Folks, do you understand what Jesus meant when he talked to the Pharisees and he said, there's no truth in you? Do you understand that when he said you're from beneath and not above? Friends, this is crazy stuff happening in this country. But again, here's Nancy Pelosi making millions off the stupidity of the American people as she works for special interest groups attempting to upend who you are, America, and she's still there. Sons of Liberty Media.com, you ready for this one? Texas representative receives death threats over abortion abolition bill. Of course. It only makes sense. because it's murderers that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. A Texas representative receives death threats over abortion abolition bill? Of course. It only makes sense. These are the people that are voting in favor of the murder of the innocent. And isn't it interesting that they sit there and they talk about, you know, it's a woman's choice. And, you know, it's a war on women when, in fact, they're killing the innocent in the womb through their choices, through the choices that they made. Proverbs 6:17, my goodness, friends. Deuteronomy 5, my goodness, friends. Romans 13, my goodness, friends. Exodus 20, my goodness, friends. Thou shalt not kill. Common sense comes into play. And one more. Anti-Trump protest in Seattle. Now, who is it that's protesting Donald Trump? Well, let's take a quick look real quick. A quick look real quick. We need to start killing people. Black Lives Matters. All five of them. Anti-Trump protest in Seattle, again, solidifying and reinforcing my point, I'm sorry, that these are lawless people. We need to start killing people. Why is the media putting the slant on the BML or BLM as if they're a good organization, all five of them? Because it works for their agenda. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. They're using all of these groups, as I've shared with you over the last 20 years, 15,000 times, to upend your Constitution. They're all being used as a political battering ram. They are all, at the end of the day, when they play into the hands of the communist, useful idiots, which will be firstly eradicated. Mark my words and study history, and you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. Let's go back to what I was talking about during the first segment. I'm reading the newspaper. I was looking at the headlines of the newspaper. I noticed propaganda on the front page, the second page, the third page, all the way to the back, literally, friends. And then all of a sudden, when I was done looking at the propaganda, I'm getting a radio show, and I wanted to expose these people for who they are once again. And then, interestingly enough, when I set the newspaper down, all of a sudden, Today comes up, and they begin to, line upon line, precept upon precept, even in order, America, even in order, because it shows you how it's all scripted. Okay, but in order, line upon line, precept upon precept, Today propagandists were doing, you call them news anchors, they're propagandists, they're useful idiots, right? They were going exactly from the front page to the back page of the newspaper, the Star, the Communist Star here in Minneapolis, exactly verbatim. Now, what I wanted to tell you is, of course, on the front, they're sympathizing with the illegals coming into the United States. And, of course, it's all anti-anybody that stands for our immigration laws, right? And we've seen that from the devil himself in the White House over the last 8 years, suing governors that were enforcing immigration laws, right? As he didn't have a leg to stand on, by the way. But what's interesting, on the front page of the paper, going back, friends, it had a picture of a Muslim and a church leader, as if they were the best of friends, and they were sympathizing with all that they somehow are together in on this. And there's been some sort of alliance made between the Muslims and the Christians in America. Now, do you remember sometime back in Germany, a little woman stood up in the Martin Luther Reformation Church, and she actually denounced the imam. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Crying out to the devil in which he serves, which doesn't exist, by the way, friends. But do you remember she rebuked him? And she broke the curse off of Germany. I have a question for you. That was probably 8 years ago that that took place. What is the state of Germany today because they didn't listen to the warning? I'm going to highlight that right after this. Listen to this. This is the little woman in Germany.
It was supposed to be an interfaith concert to bring Christianity and Islam together. But when the Muslim imam began his call to prayer, he was interrupted by a small woman in the balcony, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Germany.
Amen.
And saying, I break this curse. She also invoked the name of Martin Luther and warned the audience that what was happening was a lie. The video went viral, and this mysterious Christian lady became known on the internet simply as the Brave German Woman. It happened at the Memorial Church of the Reformation in the Rhineland city of Speyer, built to honor Martin Luther. This isn't just a church. It's a monument to the Protestant Reformation and a memorial to the spiritual transformation of Germany as a nation. And it was at this spiritual landmark that a Muslim imam was invited to give the call to prayer in a concert when the brave German woman, whose real name is Heidi Mundt, heard about the event. She prayed.
I was asking Jesus, I said, Lord, shall I go there? And there was when I have to drive 1.5 hours, so I think about, is it worth to go or can others go? And so this is, I think, a human laziness, yeah?
She grabbed her German flag emblazoned with the words, Jesus Christ is Lord, and she went to the concert, still not sure what she would do when she got there.
Till the imam started with his shouting, I did not really know what to do. I had my thoughts, but I was not sure. I was just prepared for what God wants me to do.
Then the Muslim call to prayer began, and Heidi said she felt something rising up inside her.
I would call it an holy anger. And then I rose my flag, and I was proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord over Germany.
Jesus Christus allein ist Herr über Deutschland. Ich zerbreche diesen Fluch.
And by purpose, I broke this curse, because he, this Allahu Akbar, they say with it, only Allah is the Lord. Yeah, He is Lord. He is God, and the only God. And I broke this curse in this church, and I broke it over my country.
And she repeated the words of Martin Luther in 1521, after he refused to recant his faith in Scripture alone. Mm-hmm. Here I stand. I can do no other. She was thrown out of the church.
They should have thrown the imam out of the church and not me, because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but he serves another God.
That's right.
Allah is not the same God, and this is not the truth. This Allahu Akbar, so I think in general most of us know they use it when they kill people. This is, for me, it's an worship to an idol. Yeah, to their God, the worship, and they bring this blood offering to their God. And when the Muslims call Allahu Akbar in a church, that means this church is not a church anymore, it's a mosque.
With Heidi at the concert was Kamel and Marion. Before coming to Germany, Kamel lived in the Muslim world. And he told us that an imam has no place in a church.
Islam is one of the reasons for persecution. Muslims have persecuted me. They don't want me to tell others that Jesus Christ is my savior.
Marion belongs to an anti-Islamization group calling itself the White Rose, taking the same name as the World War II anti-Nazi resistance group, shown in the film Sophie Scholl, The Final Days.
Islam is inhuman, the same as in the Nazi time. For me, personally, there is no difference. We want to show Germany and the world that we will not bow down to the slow Islamization of our country.
Heidi knows that her first television interview could place her in even greater danger.
People ask me, do you have fear? Are you afraid of the Muslims? And I only can say, no, I'm not afraid of them. I know my God, the living God of the Bible, can protect me as long as he wants. When my time is over, I will go to him.
An evangelist by gifting, Heidi grew up as an atheist in communist East Germany. But now, as a believer, her burden and her ministry is for the spiritual rebirth of Germany.
I feel I have to protect my country and my people. I'm only a little woman, but I feel I have to protect them.
She's only a little woman, she said, friends. I gotta protect my people. A little woman. Well, the effeminate hirelings in America accept these people, not knowing that they're being conquered. It's a sign of being conquered, friends. You know, I don't know why she knows that God is big, because she realizes that she is a little woman. And on the other hand, she didn't know she was little, and that's why she did such an awesome thing on the behalf of a ginormous God. Amen. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Concerning the last piece with the little woman in Germany, I'm only a little woman, she says. She brought it, didn't she, friends? You know, God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what he did. She just didn't know she was small. And maybe she did understand that she was small and that she served a big God. She also understood that Scripture tells her, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That was the prophetic warning. I also want to tell the church in America that you are not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with the sons of the devil, Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God. Now, what I wanted to highlight, it's not good, but that was the warning that Germany was given by this little woman, she said. I'm a little woman. She needed to protect her people. She needed to protect her country. Are you listening to me, men? A woman in Germany had to stand up. Why? Because that country had been demoralized and weakened. They gave their power and their allegiance over to the enemy of their souls, and dictators took advantage of it, didn't they? They sure did. And who was that dictator? Angela Merkel. Did you know that since that warning went unheeded by the people in Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in the first 6 months of 2016, just last year. That's 780 crimes every day that were committed by the Muslim migrants. I thought they were destitute. I thought they were victims. As a matter of fact, Angela Merkel is now under more pressure over refugee policy. This is the devil that was the person of the year on Time magazine in America. And keep in mind, they've had Adolf Hitler, they've had Stalin, they've had Khomeini. Folks, any dictator of the past, I'll tell you what, there's probably a good chance that they made it to Time magazine as the person or the man of the year. Angela Merkel is the one that slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. And she's still there. She's under more pressure over refugee policy as it revealed migrants committed, again, 142,500 crimes in Germany during the first 6 months of 2016. Again, that's 780 crimes a day. How are they the victims? Can somebody help me understand this? What are they the victims of? I want to tell you, just like any other immoral group, I want to tell you what they're the victims of. American law, which is based on the Mosaic Institution. They are victims of God's law. Which, by the way, the law only exposes the law as spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. I'm the one that's sold under sin. God's moral law is holy, just, and good. Okay? We are the sinners saved by His grace through His Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary. Okay? I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that, but in saying that, that's what they're the victims of. And am I being facetious? No, that's what they claim to be. No, the law drives us. It shows us our sin before a just and a holy God, Romans 3:20, where it drives us to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. There's a separate report from last year by the Federal Criminal Office found that migrants registered as living in Germany committed more than 200,000 crimes over the whole of 2015, with two-thirds involving theft, counterfeiting, and financial crimes. They are plundering those countries. And by the way, if you don't know anything about Clover Piven, you might want to go ahead and look that up, because that's exactly what they're doing, is they're breaking the financial system. Okay, because they're trying to establish a new order. But the numbers that I'm giving you are directly from Muslim statistics. Okay? According to Gatestone Institute and International Policy Council, police in some parts of the country fear they are being stretched to the limit amid climbing crime figures. Again, I thought they were the victims. Their report said during the first 6 months of 2016, migrants committed, again, 142,500 crimes. According to the Federal Criminal Police Office, this is equivalent, again, to 780 crimes per day committed by migrants, an increase of nearly 40% over 2015, forgive me. The data includes only those crimes in which a suspect had been caught. Oh my goodness. This all took place in Germany because they didn't take heed to the prophetic warning. Are you listening to me? We need to get back to the law and to the prophets, America. By the way, Stephanie's grandmother's 94 years old now? 98 years old, I'm sorry. She said it was common that every Sabbath, all the way up until the 60s, the law and the prophets were preached in the pulpits. Now a false grace is being exhibited on a daily basis, right? These statistics are just something else. In October, thousands of protesters massed in the eastern Germany city of Dresden to mark the second anniversary of the anti-immigrant and Islamic movement, Pegida. Earlier in the month, Pegida supporters sparked outrage when they heckled Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Joachim Gauck during German reunification celebrations in Dresden. So what you're seeing here, friends, is the politicians are literally selling their people to Islam. And this is happening globally. And it's happening in your backyard. Matter of fact, this is interesting. I just seen this. Just to give you kind of an idea as to what I'm talking about here. But it's interesting to note that just last night I seen this. This was a tweet by the governor, or I'm sorry, the mayor in Andrew Cuomo. Of New York. You know, it was interesting, he said, and again, this folks, this is happening all across the country in unison. They are not there to represent we the people. They are selling you down the river, which is, again, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. You're not going to get away from it. This was a tweet by the governor. I'm sorry, I was right. The governor, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, in New York. He said, as a New Yorker, I am a Muslim. He said, I am a Jew. I am black. I am gay. He said, I am a woman seeking to control her body. He said, we are one, New York. Now, does that ally itself when making reference to law in the United States of America? This is a sick, sick mindset. This is a criminal mindset. And he's the governor of New York? What's the problem, America? Look to your representatives. Are they representing you? Because if they're not, then the question that I would lay to your candor is, what are they doing there? As a New Yorker, I am a Muslim. I am a Jew. I'm black. I'm gay. I didn't hear him say, I'm a heterosexual. I'm a law abider. I'm a Christian. No, he said everything but what we are, America. And you actually believe for some reason or another he's there to represent you? You have got to be out of your mind. This was a tweet just that popped up on a live feed last night directly from his Twitter account. As a New Yorker, I am a Muslim, I am a Jew, I am black, I am gay, I am a woman seeking to control. Folks, everybody that is being used as a political battering ram right now to upend your Constitution is how he is identifying himself. He is a traitor, folks, he is a Judas, and again, friends, this is happening across the boards. This is happening across the boards. Now, I'm just telling you all this because, again, we as a people in this country need to go back to the law and the prophets. And there's no greater prophet than Jesus Christ, who came not to abrogate, but to magnify God's moral law. We need to get back to what his word says and enforce his word against crime. Because when we do that, we're not going to be talking about what we're talking about on the radio or on the airwaves any longer in the United States of America.
That's right. And we need to support this work. And we look at this little woman from Germany who stood for Christ.
Woman.
It was so awesome. It's just like, woohoo. But you know what? We don't look at her and say, oh, thank God she's out there. We say, you know what? We're doing the same exact thing. And for those of you listening, we hope and trust that you are doing the same thing. You're doers of the word and not hearers only. But we need your support. So let's spread the word together. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, or even Spread the Word button, and that'll get you where you need to go. Please support our work. We're spreading the gospel throughout the United States.
sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.